We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Getting to know your friends and neighbors, this is Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashensky and Kale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishing in downtown Beaver Dam. Randy and his team over at Professional Floor Covering are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops. They have cabinets. They have tile, shower inserts, and more. Let's talk a little bit about the cabinetry today. You want your kitchen cabinetry to not only look beautiful, but to last for years to come. And they partner with top brands to offer unrivaled quality and craftsmanship on those cabinets. From traditional to modern kitchen cabinets, their cabinetry team is here to help you inspire and create your dream kitchen. Professional Floor Covering is in Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. And Kale, a lot to talk about this morning. We're almost doing a reverse show here to start us off. We got to start with what's going on right here in the area.
Oh, man, there's always a lot going on. And, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking about, that tight squeeze win from the Packers this past weekend. And their season's getting pretty interesting, and super excited to announce that we've got our next Pack Attack party on the way.
Yes, we do. On the 2nd, November 2nd, we're going to be over there at Tower Lanes, and it's for that big matchup against the Bears. We got to see it last year, and guess what? We didn't get to see the win.
So yeah, we need it this year.
That's on all of us.
And, the Bears are on a little bit of a hot streak, but it can only last so long.
It's the Bears at the end of the day. We got to make sure we go in there, take care of business, and that starts with all of us. So we all got to get to Tower Lanes. And then, Kale, if you remember, we got the meat raffles that are going throughout that game, too.
Yeah, it's going to be it's a really fun time. I know a number of people have been out to the Pack Attack parties. They know it's a lot of fun. But it's a great time. I mean, so much going on. We're going to have a meat raffle going to benefit the Good Karma Brands, John Moser Children's Radiothon. So that's really fun. That has been really popular. We're going to have a free light lunch at halftime. We'll have lots of giveaways. We're going to have swag there. We'll have the best seat in the house from McKinstry's Home Furnishings. That is a sweet deal.
Being able to go from a Pizza Ranch lunch to potentially having the best seat in the house for a little while, I mean, that's literally what your dream of is on a Sunday. You get kind of a taste of what it could look like in your own home.
Exactly. So what we'll do, we've got this beautiful Lazy Boy recliner from McKinstry's Home Furnishings. We set it up in a little corner. You got your own private TV. And once the game is about to get going, we'll draw our first name, and they'll get to sit in the chair for 15 minutes. They'll get a free beverage or two, and then about every 15 minutes, we'll draw a new name for somebody to sit in there so you can get a little relaxation, check it out. And then, at the end of the game, once everything's wrapped up, everybody that was in attendance and threw their name in the box throughout the afternoon, we're going to draw a name, and they are going to take home that chair. It's going to be all theirs. So it's pretty sweet. Valued at $999, by the way. And you mentioned Pizza Ranch for the lunch. Also provided by the market here in Beaver Dam. So appreciate those folks pitching in. Going to be a good time.
It's going to be a great time, Kale. I'm fired up for that. Anytime you can watch the Packers, hopefully it'll win against the Bears, you're going to be fired up for that. But more football on the docket this week. We mentioned a little bit yesterday, but this Friday we have playoff football right here on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. We're going to see the Golden Beavers travel to River Falls. Wade Bates, Tim Ladder, myself will be up there, Kale. A little bit of a trek for us to kick off the weekend.
It's going to be a hike.
It's going to be a hike.
This is going to be your, because you had a pretty long road trip, I think, last year. Because I think, was it last year you had to travel up to La Crosse
for
a game?
Columbus at Aquinas last year.
And that was probably, what, about 3 hours or so?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is going to, almost, because it was probably about 2.5, 2:45, I'd say, to La Crosse. So this is going to be a little bit extra. So
it's going to be a hike.
We're hoping to come back and bring home the big upset victory. So I'm going to do everything in my power to make that happen, Kim.
Well, we appreciate, you know, you and Wade and Tim. You've been traveling around the state following this team. And I know the good folks of Beaver Dam and all the big Beaver Dam football fans are definitely appreciative that you guys are making the trek up there to bring us the game, because I know not everybody will to go. I still feel I have confidence, though. I think there's going to be a strong Beaver Dam showing still.
I still do, too. Yeah. It seems like all year they've traveled well in all the road games. I want to say we're 45 minutes or farther away this year. So to be able to have that response that they did, I don't think 3:45 or 4 hours is going to stop these people.
I would agree.
A lot of golden beavers. What do you call a gang of golden beavers?
Great question.
I'll have to report back. I'll think
about it.
Yeah,
we'll have to figure that out.
I'll figure that out for then. Otherwise, Kale, we also have Fall Down Town Fest coming up this weekend. One of the biggest weekends of the year right here in the area. We got to make sure we're there early and often.
Yeah, so excited. It's going to be really fun. And right now, forecast is looking pretty good for Saturday. So hopefully that'll hold out. But, man, yeah, what a fun day. If you haven't been down there the last couple of years, you have been missing out. Come on down this year, because there's just, like, so much going on. You got Front Street there downtown. You're going to be blocked off for a block. You're going to have, like, pumpkin bowling. You're going to have so many businesses downtown that do a trick-or-treat for the kids starting at 10. So you can literally bring the kids downtown in costume in their buckets, and they can go from business to business. There'll be little signs in the doors if they are doing the trick-or-treat. And they can do that. There's going to be pumpkin bowling. There will be, like, arts and crafts. There's going to be pumpkin decorating. There's going to be a ton of stuff going on there. And then over on South Spring Street, kind of between the Chamber of Commerce and Uga Brewing area, you've got a ton of stuff going on. You're going to have different performances. Late in the morning, you'll have the Tumble Time Gymnastics. I think that's at 11. You'll have One Voice Children's Chorus at 10:30. You're going to have a bunch of other performances. There'll be the Witches Dance. And then, of course, the big casket races, which everybody wants to see, Wally.
Oh, I'm so happy I get to actually just watch it this year. I got the very exciting email from you yesterday that I will be a hydration and cheering specialist come Saturday.
You like that? You and Sherry get to stay on hydration and cheering. That's your guys' job. But can I trust you with it?
Oh, you better be able
okay.
to.
I hope so.
I was born for this role, Kale.
Good. I hope so.
All be hydrated, I can assure you. So make sure we're there this Saturday, early and often, all kinds of things to do, food, events, races.
Yeah.
So make sure you come on out for that.
And I can't wait to see the brand new that they just added this year, the inflatable costumes races, which, if I'm not mistaken, our pal, our own pal here, Vili, is going to be taking part in, I think.
Now, is that one of those where there's like a bungee cord attached to Vili's back and he's trying to race to the other end? Or because I'm trying to figure out what this looks like.
I don't know. We might, I mean, he might need one just to, you know, make it a fair race, because he's pretty speedy.
He's fast. We saw him practicing this last week. He's got that one inflatable outfit where it looks like...
Yeah, he's being abducted by an alien.
Exactly.
Make sure to check out the WBEB Radio Facebook page if you haven't seen the video. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, and he's looking quick. He looks spry in that video.
Yes, he does.
So, I mean, that's encouraging for the station here. We got to represent.
Yep.
But we're going to throw it to break here now early in the show. And when we come back, we're going to revisit a conversation that we had early last week. That'll be coming up on the other side of the break here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Wheel of Meat!
Every Monday morning at 7:40, listen for your chance to spin the Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat. It's full of specialty meat items. The Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat, Monday mornings at 95.3 WBEV.
At Gruber Law Offices, we've helped tens of thousands of families after a serious accident. Our priority has always been our clients. We're here for you whenever you may need us. One call, that's all.
As the leaves fall this season, the trees begin to look bare. Unlike our seasonal trees, it's important that we keep the Dodge County Food Pantry full and decorated all year round.
You have the power to help if you have unopened food and beverages that you won't use. Help someone in need. Drop it off from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the St. Vincent de Paul store or at the pantry Monday, Wednesday, or Friday from 9 a.m. to noon.
Their need is great and their supply is small. Be the difference in your community. Donate unwanted or spare food items from your fall cleaning today.
Hello, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings. I invite you to discover Fall Downtown Fest in Beaver Dam on Saturday, October 25th, a day filled with spectacular family-friendly activities for all ages. there will be trick-or-treating at local businesses, arts and crafts, casket races, pumpkin decorating, costume parade and contests, children's games and activities. Stroll through the vendor market at the Watermark from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy food from a downtown restaurant or one of the food trucks. Stop in at McKinstry's Home Furnishings and crawl through our box maze. Enjoy live entertainment. For the adults, there's Monster Bar Crawl on Saturday evening. Discover Fall Downtown Fest Fun in downtown Beaver Dam this Saturday, October 25th. For more details, visit the Fall Downtown Fest Facebook page or the visitbeaverdam.com website.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year, McKinstry's.
Fall is the perfect time to hit the fairways at Beaver Dam Country Club. Enjoy cooler temps, vibrant views, and unbeatable fall rates. Tuesdays are just $25 for 18 holes with a cart. Weekends, only $40, cart included. There's other weekday specials too. Look ahead and start 2026 memberships early with their early bird special. Green fees for the remainder of 2025 are included. Get a jump on next season. Swing into fall. Book your tee times online at beaverdamcountryclub.com and follow on Facebook for dining and special events.
Wayland Academy invites you to campus for their open house on Friday, October 24th, beginning at 2:30 p.m. Tour campus, residence halls, athletic facilities, talk with students, parents, administrators, and faculty as you learn about the admission process and boarding school life. Attend sample classes, enjoy dinner with current Wayland students and parents. Discover what makes Wayland the heart of the heartland during open house Friday, October 24th. Learn more at wayland.org/open-house or call 920-356-2120.
Enjoy the Trunk or Treat Car Show 12 to 4 on Saturday, October 25th at the Reeseville Fireman's Park. All proceeds go to Charlie Goff and family. There will be a live DJ, brats, raffles, awards, and more. $10 fee to show a vehicle on the 25th at 406 North Main Street in Reeseville.
To help those who want to be helped but may not be able to afford it.
That's what PGA Tour winner Grayson Murray had envisioned for a foundation before he sadly took his own life at just 30 years old. His parents channeled their grief into creating the Grayson Murray Foundation, carrying out his vision to help those struggling with mental health and addiction. To donate and learn more, visit GraysonMurrayFoundation.com.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. I'm here actually in the second block with members of the Dodgeland FFA, and getting us kicked off today, to my immediate right, we have the Vice President, Elizabeth Bork. In the middle, we have President Brina Dreger. And on the far right, we have Olivia Downey, who is the treasurer with the group. Well, thank you all, first of all, for coming in today, and welcome to the show. But what can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Dodgeland FFA? It seems like you have a busy week coming up.
Yeah, we really do. This weekend, we have our FFA Fall Fest, where we're going to have a bunch of activities for from people of all ages to enjoy, such as pumpkin painting contests, wagon rides, and so much more.
That's what I love to hear. Anytime you can get food involved with something like this. And I looked, it was from about, 10 to 4? Is that what I saw?
Yep.
So you got great food, and then you're going to have an opportunity to help out with the FFA. What are the kind of things that people can expect when they come down to Fall Fest?
So we're going to have a car show going on for some other people to bring their vehicles down. We're going to have sack races and fresh-pressed apple cider. We'll have a petting zoo and some bake sale, some fresh-baked apple and pumpkin pies for everybody to enjoy as well.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about. So again, great food. We got pies. I heard pie-eating contest. Pumpkin pie, is that what I heard?
We have a pumpkin painting contest.
Pumpkin painting. Okay, I got my head went. It started going different directions when I started hearing that. But so pumpkin painting, it's like a decoration. Whoever has the best one wins, kind of thing.
We'll have different age groups and make sure so we have somebody who's an older and maybe an artist themselves aren't getting compared with the littler kids. But some people can just do it for fun, or we can do a little contest later on, see what looks the best, or based off of the age group, what goes on.
That's fantastic. And then where exactly was this taking place for people that will want to go out and have fun with this?
It's going to be at the Dodgeland High School.
Just right there at the Dodgeland High School. That's simple enough. That's easy to do. Mm-hmm. Is there a Facebook page or any place that anybody else can go diving through and looking at the events?
Yeah, so we have our Facebook pages and our Instagram that you guys can take a look at. We'll have we have like our times and our posters posted there. And then after the event, we'll have pictures from everything going on and all the fun stuff we did for people to look at as well.
Oh, good. You get a recap after the fact. Make sure if you were there, you get to make sure you get to remember everything with that as well. I'd love to ask before we shift and get a couple other people in here as well. Well, for people that want to be involved with FFA and aren't sure maybe if it's right for them, what would you say to those people?
I would totally recommend that everyone look into any high school student, any middle school, any elementary, look into joining FFA because there really is something for anybody. Any competition, any event, any conferences, there really is something that you can find, something that you could be interested in. No matter if you're interested in agriculture or something other than that, there's something for everybody.
Do you have a favorite thing so far? That when you look at your time in the FFA here, that you're like, this has been awesome. This is something I'm going to remember for a long time.
For me, I really enjoy going to competitions and also like going to conferences and getting to interact with FFA members from whether it be like around our state or around just like everywhere with like national convention. That's one of my favorite parts.
That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy getting to meet new people going outside the state for like national convention and stuff and all the contests that they have to offer. Like I enjoy dairy judging and there's so many other competitions for people to enjoy that may like be in line with their careers goals.
Nicely done.
I enjoy seeing the impact that FFA has on everybody. So just seeing how it is like our community and all the kids and everything. And then also the impact that it has on other members and getting to hear and see what other members and other FFA chapters get to do is really awesome.
I believe it. Well, every time we have a group of FFA students in here, I'm always blown away. And it doesn't surprise me that Dodgeland's representing just at the same clip as well. I'd also like to talk a little bit with Alex Nails and Isabel Justman. If you guys want to come over as well right now, I'd love to hear a little bit about your experiences with the FFA as well. I guess we'll start with Alex Nails, who is secretary of the group. I would love to hear from you. Similarly, what is your favorite thing so far about this and what you're most looking forward to with continuing with the FFA?
My favorite part definitely has to be the getting to know all these new people. Everybody's in the same case as you, and it really gets you out of like your shell and really gives you those leadership skills.
That's nicely done. Well put. And then I got to flip it over here. This is a word that always gets me. Parliamentarian. Is that okay? We got it that time. We have Isabel Justman here. What's your favorite part so far being experiencing with FFA?
I guess my answer would kind of be like Elizabeth, seeing the impact it has on everybody, especially the younger people, just like getting into high school and having like the ground of FFA and like they have that as like their home.
Well said. And now looking at this upcoming week, we talked a little bit with your gang here, but on Saturday, the Fall Fest, what's the thing you're most looking forward to? The thing that you're like, people are going to love this?
I think people will most like the car show because like, we were doing advertising this summer, and, like, we were telling people about the car show. They were like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. Like, I'm definitely going to be there. I think people will really enjoy that.
That was a unique twist. You don't see a lot of car shows, I feel like, at this stage of the year. So that was a really clever addition. How about you? Is it also the car show, or you got a little more excitement for something else?
So we are also going to do Pie the Officer.
Oh, that's a good one.
So it's going to help raise donations, and then obviously you get to see one of your officers get pied in the face.
Yeah, it's almost like the dunk contest or what, the getting dunked in the water. The only difference is they don't get cleaned up right away, so this is even better. Make sure you get the pie to the face there. And will you remind everybody for at home where the Facebook page is, how people can learn a little bit more about this event as we get closer?
So the Dodgeland page is, I think you just look up the Dodgeland FFA and it should come up right away.
I can do that. I can figure out that much at least. Looking ahead, and at this point too, feel free, anybody that, we got a group of five, we got a busy house today. Anybody that wants to jump in can also, but when you look ahead to the rest of this year for the FFA, what is it that you guys are looking forward to throughout the year getting able to do after Fall Fest?
A lot of our, like, events that we do just, like, as our individual chapters. So we have, like, a couple of ideas, like, of doing, like, tie blankets and We're doing our fruit sale coming up, so we get to sell all our fruit, and then we also have like a strawberry sale towards the end of the year, and it's always like a big fundraiser for us.
Now, has everybody here been involved with FFA for quite a while?
Yes, I have been involved since middle school, since 7th grade, and that's when we can start becoming active members in the FFA.
Oh, so, wow. I didn't realize. So 7th grade is what that like threshold at the start.
Yep.
Pretty much. Is there a lot of people in this group here that was 7th grade early on FFAers?
Yeah. Yep.
It feels like that. Just looking around the crowd, a lot of experience here. People that know what's going on. And then Brina, similarly, I guess I'll divert this to you as president. Mm-hmm. For the rest of the year, what is the goal throughout the year for you guys with the Dodgeland FFA?
Our goal is to get the most, like, get many people involved in it and also be involved in the community as well.
Hey, well, good. Well, it seems like you guys are doing a heck of a job so far. Now, going into the winter, my brain, anytime I think of agriculture, I think of outside, I start thinking that it slows down. Is this going into, like, the slower season for FFA, or is it still like, hey, we got a ton to do here in the winter?
There's still a lot of events that we have during the winter and stuff, and we also have like a cornhole tournament later in the winter and stuff, so it really stays busy throughout the whole seasons.
Oh, well, good. I was going to say, when's a cornhole? I got to keep my eye out for that. I'm bad at it, but I like to lose.
I think it's in like February, I think we have it planned for.
Okay, good.
Currently.
I'll keep that on the docket in case you guys need some extra money from a bum that can't play cornhole very well. All right, well, as we got about a minute left. I would love to talk a little bit about anything that I've missed that we need to make sure that we do highlight today with the Dodgeland FFA. Is there anything that you can think of, or even just talking a little bit about what this chapter is?
So, yeah, we have a lot going on, obviously, throughout this year and stuff, and we just need people to be involved and stuff. Any support from the community is always helpful in making sure our chapter can thrive.
I love that. And how can people help out if they do want to, whether that's donate money or just volunteer for events? Is there ways for them to be involved and help out?
A lot of times we do come out asking for, like, some donations of things that we might need to help run our, like, events. So a lot of that is really helpful of donations. We have some,
what would you call them?
Vendors that would give us, like, so they donated, like, the apples for our fall fest and pumpkins and all that.
Oh, nicely done. Well, you have to have the community help out with events like this. I always say it on here, but it takes a village. So being able to have those donations make you guys do the great things that you're able to do throughout the year. We're very thankful for them. But I'm very thankful for you guys, too. I know this is a quick, early thing here, but I really appreciate you coming in. And make sure, everybody, going up this Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Dodgeland High School. And I was just saying, if you get there at like 1 o'clock, will you be fine to be able to see everything if you have other things going on?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good. Well, then, yeah, make a day of it. There's a lot going on Saturday. Go up to the Dodgeland High School and support this very worthy cause. But thank you guys all for coming in today, and I look forward to hearing how things go out for the rest of the year.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Of course. We're going to throw it to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Vitas Barakas. He's a parent here at the Wayland Academy, or of a student at the Wayland Academy, and he's going to actually be doing a show at the BDACT Theater this Wednesday. We'll be talking about that right on the other side of the break on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Months after announcing plans to split into two companies, Warner Brothers Discovery is hinting it may be open to a sale of its entire business. Warner Brothers Discovery owns CNN, HBO, HBO Max, TNT Sports, and the Discovery Channel, among others. 3 weeks into the government shutdown, and there's a crucial date ahead.
Time is running out. Obamacare open enrollment starts November 1st, less than 2 weeks away. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries telling me,
by that point, tens of millions of people across the country will realize that their health insurance premiums, copays, and deductibles have skyrocketed.
Republicans refusing to negotiate on health care while the government is shut down.
ABC's Jay O'Brien in Washington, November 1st, also the date federal food assistance programs are expected to run out of money. A portion of the White House has been demolished to make way for President Trump's 90,000-square-foot ballroom. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. With 2 weeks to go, no one has applied to represent District 6 on the Beaver Dam City Council. The seat has been vacant since Ken Anderson resigned in early September. Mayor Bobby Marks says if no one comes forward by November 3rd, the Southeast Side District will remain unrepresented until the April election. A small business owner from Columbus is running for lieutenant governor. Republican Will Martin has worked for former governors Tommy Thompson and Scott Walker. He faces David Varnum in the GOP primary. Governor Evers blames Republicans in Washington for shutting down the federal government over health care tax credits. The Democratic governor says the shutdown is only making things worse for people's health care. Republicans say lawmakers should deal with the tax credits after the government reopens. Horicon School District taxpayers will see a slight increase in the school portion of their property tax bills, 17 cents higher per thousand over last year. The increase is due to a drop in state aid. Operational costs are a little more than $12.7 million. Another two-year Universities of Wisconsin campus is closing. UW-Platteville will shut down its branch campus in Baraboo in May of next year. Only 178 students are enrolled this fall. UW-Platteville will help students transition to the main campus and develop plans for staff and faculty. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the World Series is set as Toronto rallies by the Mariners 4-3 in Game 7 of the American League Championship Series. World Series Friday night, I'll feature the Dodgers in Toronto for Game 1. Monday Night Football, Detroit stops Tampa Bay, Seattle beats Houston. Packers off today as they get ready for Sunday Night Football with a trip to Pittsburgh taking on Aaron Rodgers. Wisconsin football coach Chris McIntosh released a statement Monday saying he has faith in head football coach Luke Fickell in the Wisconsin football program, pledges to invest more money into the program. Badgers head to Oregon for a primetime matchup on Saturday night. NBA season kicks off tonight. Rockets and Thunder play 6 o'clock tonight on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. The Bucks season opens tomorrow night as they host Washington on 95.3. WIAA boys soccer regionals open up tonight. Beaver Dam goes to West Pier. Girls volleyball regionals also start tonight. Beaver Dam's off until Thursday night when they head to Kettle Moraine. Franklin, Notre Dame, and Edgar are the top teams in the final ESPN Wisconsin High School Football Media Poll. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our rehab team is here to help you restore mobility, regain independence, and get back to doing what you love. With state-of-the-art facilities and a compassionate team of physical and occupational therapists, we're proud to serve our communities in Columbus, Beaver Dam, and Sun Prairie. Early morning and evening appointments are available. Schedule a visit today at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Cats, dogs, and rabbits, oh my! Check out the Pet of the Week page on dailydodge.com, presented by Marshview Veterinary Clinic.
Rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 48. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 39. Slight chance for isolated showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 49. Cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 45.
New Pella windows from Hometown Glass and Improvement do more than just boost your home's curb appeal. They boost energy efficiency and save you money. Say goodbye to drafts and hello to lower energy bills. With Pella windows, your home stays comfortable year-round. Hometown Glass and Improvement will help you through the selection process and make installation easy. Your satisfaction guaranteed. Visit Hometown Glass and Improvement showroom in Beaver Dam or online at hometownglass.com.
He scores! Wow!
on.
And save! Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Badger hockey lives here.
This is Brian Posick. Join me for Wisconsin Badger men's hockey all season long on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. At McKinstry's, they are super excited for this Saturday. Cannot wait to see everybody at Fall Down Town Fest. That's coming up this Saturday, October 25th. The day filled with spectacular family-friendly activities for all ages. There's going to be trick-or-treating at local businesses, arts and crafts, the big casket races, pumpkin decorating. There'll be the big costume contest. And so much more. You'll have the vendor market at the Watermark from 9 till 2. You can enjoy food from one of the great downtown restaurants or one of the food trucks that'll be on hand for Saturday. And while you're down there, stop in at McKinstry's Home Furnishings and check out the Big Box Maze. Rick does a great job putting that together. The kids absolutely love that box maze. They go crazy. And then, of course, for the adults, later in the day downtown, there's the big monster bar crawl going on. So check it all out, Fall Downtown Fest in downtown Beaver Dam this Saturday, October 25th. For more details, you can visit the Fall Downtown Fest Facebook page or visit beaverdam.com. We set it back down to the Daily Dodge TV studios and more with Wally.
Hey, thank you very much, Cal. And I've been practicing for the last 5 minutes, so I'm really determined to get this right. But I'm very privileged to be joined right now by Vitas Barakis.
Perfect.
Let's go. Let's go. Well, I'm very excited, Vitas, to have you in the building today.
Yeah, thank you, Wally.
Oh, of course. And this is actually going to be a unique opportunity to highlight something that you have coming up this next Wednesday at BDACT in town. But before we dive into that a little bit, can you explain a little bit about your background for people around here that may not be familiar with you?
My background?
Yes, my
background with Beaver Dam.
You know what? Let's start with your background,
okay.
And then I would love to hear the Beaver Dam side of it.
Yeah, so my background, so I'm a musician and artist from Lithuania, from Europe, from Baltic states. Actually, my background is classical piano. Then
Get out. Are you really?
Yeah, it's one
of my favorite. That's like classical. It's like top five Spotify every year for me.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, 100%. I'm not even just joking about that.
Okay.
That's fantastic. Please continue.
Now we'll see if my next step will be your favorite. So,
all right,
after,
I'm ready.
After classical piano is theater. I went to theater and I finished like acting studies.
My sister was a drama kid. So there you go. All right. But let's keep it going.
That's it. We're ending this show in Thanksgiving together, okay?
I like that. I was going to say, yeah. I got the Lukashensky. We can do this.
Yeah. So after theater acting, I went to study abroad from Lithuania to theater directing. So actually my career was like active 10 years of theater, but at the same time I always were in music. I started my solo career something like 2012, making albums, making songs, and become like a really well-known artist in Lithuania. Had a lot of first top one songs, had like awards like artist of the year, album of the year, song of the year and stuff, and I always wanted to create English album, because all my songs previously were in Lithuanian language. And you know, you go somewhere abroad, you play, people see you, they say like, oh, it's a charismatic dude, but
yeah.
I don't understand a word, you know. So last year, while I was touring here in the United States for 2 months, I started to create my English album, and it's done.
I can't wait.
Yeah. I created it not behind my name and surname, like Vidas Barakis, but I created like my next new stage name, VB by the Sea.
VB by the Sea.
Yeah. VB by the Sea. And now I already, a week ago, I had the premiere of album in LA. It went really well, and it's a beginning.
Well, that's what a lot of people, you typically see the path from LA to Beaver Dam. So I have to know, how did this come to be? Can you tell us what your connection is with Beaver Dam.
Actually, the path should be like you started in Beaver Dam and then you get to LA. Yeah?
No. This is, but come on.
No. So my way to Beaver Dam and to beautiful Wisconsin is because of my son. Because last year when I was touring here in the States, I took my son and we always were talking that maybe when he will have finished school in Lithuania, we could come to United States and he could go to college or university. So last year I tell him in September, I said, hey, son, maybe you want to skip the school for a month. And he's like, are you asking me?
You're like, yeah, sign me up. Yeah, sure, Dad.
Let's go. And so we went to East Coast, West Coast, to Texas, and we visited different areas of United States. And just, you know, for him to decide maybe to find some nice place where he would like to study in university. But then one of my friends said that we have like partner school in Beaver Dam, Wayland Academy. It's high school, it's not university, but maybe you want to see how the what's the system, how the school looks. And for me it's interesting because I'm always into educating, and I had like course of acting students in Lithuania. I worked 2 years as a karate coach. So I work a lot in education. It's interesting for me. So we went to Wayland's Academy, and you know, first thing what got us, we went to Wayland's Academy office, and there was like big letters: "Welcome, Adas Bareikis."
No way! They went out all the way for your kid.
Yeah.
That's so
cool.
And
you know, that's a small thing. Of course, from
but
some,
it shows they care.
From some point, it shows how people from states knows how to sell things. But from other point, it shows their care, and it's important. You know, you feel important, and big, and Brianna, the woman who do the tours in school, she gave us really amazing tour. Adas went with one kid from the school to lessons. Then he went to eat together, and we were amazed by the school, by the facilities, by amazing sport hall, by amazing chapel. And then we started to visit different areas. You know, like we went to California, we visited three high schools. We went to Texas, one in Philly, and nobody beat Wayland and Beaver Dam.
That's what I love to hear. Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for joining us, and huge congratulations to being a part of the Wayland family. We love that you get to be in fabric with Beaver Dam for however long it is. But while you're here, you've been instructing the kids too. You've been actually doing a little bit of teaching while you're here.
Yeah.
So you talked about it. You have a very colorful background where you have been in theater. You have done martial arts. You've sung. Where does this all come from, and what has the teaching experience been like for you so far?
So first of all, I think all of this is coming because of my will to live and to experience life. You know, I'm still hungry to meet new people, to see new places, to share my knowledge. This time I'm second time here. Last year it was first year for my son. So the school made like a meeting with me. I talked a little bit about Lithuania, about Europe. I showed a few of my songs, and then we started to discuss with principal head of a school, Jason Warnick. Maybe I should come for a longer workshop. So this year it's happening. I'm for 3 weeks here, and we getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning with kids to do karate, and they're amazing. Some of them coming to do this
at 6 a.m. waking
up
before school.
You know, first of all, I thought that it will be only me and my son, and maybe some kid to whom I paid money to get up.
Yeah, like, come on, I need you in here.
But no, today we were like six or seven of us, and we were.
I'm disappointed. I know.
Yeah, all kids from school just teasing me always. Like, so when we meet up at 6 or 7, and I'm like, oh, you got me. So yeah, we're doing karate in the morning, and in the evening in Wayland Academy we're having songwriting sessions. So that's two things I'm sharing with kids.
Wow. And I was going to say, that's something that, I mean, most kids, like 99% of kids, never even have the opportunity to try something like that.
I think they could. They can try this with music teacher in Wayland Academy, because for me, the second surprise, you know, my son came here from really strong background of musical education. He finished like classical piano, then composing and stuff. And we come to this school, which is not, Wayland Academy is not like specific school for art, you
yeah.
know, but in your schedule, you can find, for example, like digital music that kids come with computers. They work with, I don't know, with some garage band or some other programs, and they create music. And for me, it was really inspiring, because you don't get this at our country.
Well, unfortunately, we have to take a break. But when we come, I know I'm like really having fun. I'm getting carried away a little bit right now. But we do have to continue our conversation on the other side, because October 29th,
yeah.
you're going to be performing at the BDACT Theater. So we'll have to talk about that right on the other side of the break here. We'll have more Hometown Today next on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Town Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. That is a little Vitas Bareikis that you just heard right there. And we're very excited today to be joined by him today in the studio itself. And I teased it a little before the break, but you have a performance coming up a week from tomorrow at the Beaver Dam Area Community Theater. When is that event taking place? And you could tell us a little bit about the details about that.
Yeah, so that event will be held in theater 7 p.m. in a week from tomorrow. And what's interesting, actually, it will be like first full concert of VB by the Sea. Because in L.A. Last week, I had only like an album release party.
Okay, sure.
I played with a few musicians, but we played only like four or five songs. I talked about an album, and it was like an announcement evening. And this will be like full album, full concert with interludes, with my friend from Dallas, professional drummer, Josh McClung, who is flying here. And actually, he said like, "You're playing in Beaver Dam. Some of my family is in Wisconsin.
Get out of here.
So just buy me a ticket. I go visit them and I come to you to play. So we will have live band. And one more special thing, what's important for community, I think, that we work for 3 weeks with students of Wayland Academy on songwriting. And there are like few talented kids who are preparing some songs or some poems and stuff. So we will put them like warm-up act in that evening. So they will like a start evening. I will go and I will explain that we created this in 3 weeks. We developed these songs, these poems, but they will have opportunity to show in front of like all community their stuff.
Yeah, and you can support the kids by going out there too, because of course we're going to be excited to hear Vitas play and hear VB by the Sea, but we're going to be really excited to hear these young artists who are also putting in so much hard work into putting this together. I'd love to talk a little, before we do a wrap up today, about where people can hear your music. I know that you're on Facebook, but are you on Spotify and Apple Music, things like that as well?
So what about music? You can find on Spotify, you can find on Instagram, you can find on YouTube. You just have to type VB by the Sea.
VB by the Sea.
Yeah, and actually on YouTube you can find really amazing concert. We recorded it this summer, in the end of the summer, near Lithuania Sea. Like I wanted to show the full program just to see visuals and to hear the... the songs. So there is like full length 50 minutes concert of VB by the Sea. And on Spotify, there is a full album with really nice songs and interludes. And these interludes are like, it was really interesting creative process of this album because I never created the album like that. Last year I started to write a poems, you know, just inspirations. For example, I was flying from Lithuania to Chicago and I wrote a poem about my mom, which passed away in some time. And I always think about her when I'm alone. And I just, you know, let my stream of thoughts to write on my phone. And only after that I started to create a song from that poem. And for example, I visited Martin Luther King and Coretta King Museum in Atlanta, and this place was so amazing. And I wrote another poem there and created a song, Roses, from my album. And I like these poems so much that I decided to leave them. So then I found narrator, a voice from New Jersey, really amazing guy. Actually, he have his home radio. That's why his voice is like, and he tells a story. You turn on my album and you hear that.
When I'm alone, I always think about my mom.
That's a really good impression.
She was the first one which passed away.
That's a really good one.
Oh, thank you.
You just turned that on too.
Yeah.
Well, I know we only have about a minute left.
Yeah.
But I really would love to open the floor to you. Anything that we haven't had a chance to talk about that you would love to shine some light on here today?
So, I think main thing is to reach person who is listening now, you too, Wally, and at 29th, when you will think that, oh, maybe somebody else will come and maybe I will stay home or maybe I have to cut my grass at home or stuff and maybe somebody else will come. So think one more time and please come. You and this person who listen now, because sometimes nobody is coming other than you, you know. And I see this in my training sessions in mornings, you know, when 6 or like 8 children come. So I'm really thankful for them. I can meet them. I can share my knowledge. I can share my art. So it will be the same on 29th. And I will be really happy if I will meet people from beautiful Beaver Dam community. I will share my music, and after concert we can talk and maybe share some thoughts.
Well, I'm going to do everything in my power to be there. It's
thank
been
so
a
much.
Blast to talk
yeah,
with you today.
Thank you so much.
And I can't wait to follow along. I think anybody that's listening is probably as engaged as I am right now. So please come back to Beaver Dam. We're looking forward to welcoming you back down the road.
Yeah, actually in three to five years when VB by the Sea will be huge in the United States, we will remember this like a history.
Well, yeah, because this will
started,
be the real first
here.
Spot.
Come on.
I was going to say it's the real first spot. You got to play 4 or 5 in L.A. You're showing everything off in Beaver Dam. You saved it for the big place. It's the L.A. of the Midwest. But that's going to do it for us here today on Hometown Today. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.